Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head out now to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say hello to the Rooster, Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. What's up, Rooster? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
It's the Rooster.
We are doing well.
Hey, before we talk Manders, how are you feeling about the Caps tonight?
Feel good? A little bit nervous. The third period has been squirrely in both games, as everybody has seen. And if they didn't have Logan Thompson, they probably would have lost 4-2 the other night. But, you know, he bailed them out, but they've got to get a lot better. Puck possession, clearing the zone, all of that. They've got to bury some biscuits earlier in the game. You know, they had the two quick ones 4 minutes into the second period after they went down 1-0 on Wednesday night. So that was good, but there hasn't been enough sustained finishing offense to counter Montreal's surge. And guys, I've watched hockey for 40 plus years. I think you guys talked about this yesterday morning with somebody. I can't remember who.
It was Smith Pelly.
Yeah, that place is insane. Mm-hmm. That place is berserk. 22,000 plus. We all know the atmosphere at Capital One Arena is awesome. That's 18.5 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This is 22 plus. This is 3,500 more people.
A lot of people.
Or whatever it is. And ratchet it up because they've quite honestly not been good enough.
Rooster, I saw yesterday that Protas is making the trip to Montreal. Yep. Do you think we see him tonight, or are they just bringing him for the trip and we'll see him later in the series? What's your best guess?
I tend to think later in the series, mm-hmm. and he's with them because he's close and he can practice and he can skate. And I saw him the other night in the press box, and he is walking around fine, is how I would describe it. I mean, of course, that's different than skating, but compared to how he was a week and a half ago when he was on crutches, you know, and in a walking boot, that is a very good sign, is what I would say. So I think because they're up 2-0, there isn't a rush to get him back. Would I be shocked if he plays tonight? No. Would I be a little bit surprised? Yes. Would I think more likely game 4, game 5? Yeah, that's probably what I would say.
Rooster, some people seem to be panicked about the fact that the Caps aren't scoring a ton of goals. But, I mean, if you've watched any of this series, like, Logan Thompson has been stupendous. He's been amazing. But Montembeault's been like one click below him. He's been really good. So the Caps have put a lot of pressure, a lot of shots on him. But he's been very good as well.
No, you're right, Kixie. And you know your hockey, and you're absolutely correct. And he hasn't gotten enough credit because we worry about what this team does. Sometimes you run into a goaltender that you just get stoned by. I think back to game one, first minute and a half of the game, Connor McMichael, who did have ultimately the two goals on Wednesday night, including the empty netter with less than a second, he had two just grade A, big time opportunities, mm-hmm. right in the low slot. And Montembeault, you know, he got them both. And sometimes that happens in hockey, right? And if those are two goals, then we're not thinking, oh, a third period collapse and needing Ovechkin in overtime and so on and so forth. So that's the difference. Now, I would say this. I've been really impressed by guys that haven't necessarily scored yet in this series in terms of goals. Some of them have, you know, an assist here or two and an apple. But guys like Pierre-Luc Dubois, French-Canadian going, you know, sort of back home. Lars Eller, I thought, has played a pretty good first two games.
Yep.
If they can get Brandon Duhaime's been really good. If they can get those guys somehow to contribute more sustainably offensively, if you will, or to find just a way to get the puck in, of course that's going to help. We all know that, but that might be the difference in this series. And I'll just say one last thing. Anthony Beauvillier
has been
unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Our Caps coverage brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. So the Commanders had the 29th pick. A lot of people speculated they might move out of the first round to pick up extra picks. They didn't. They select Josh Connerly Jr., the tackle out of Oregon. He's just 21 years old, but he's very nimble. He can get out in space. He ran the 10-yard split?
Yeah, the 10-yard was the fastest in the combine.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a gazelle. He's an athlete. There is no doubt about that, and you know, I would say right now he's not a finished product, not that most guys are. So he's still got a lot of room to grow. And I look at this, I don't know how I missed, obviously, the beginning of your show. I didn't get home until 2 o'clock in the morning from Ashburn. But I look at this as kind of like a higher ceiling type of pick where it can be. Probably at his worst, he's solid and a dependable starter. But could he one day, 2-3 years down the road, especially when he eventually goes over to left tackle after the Laremy Tunsil situation kind of expires, whenever that will be, could he be a good to very good starter? Yeah, absolutely, at the left tackle spot, which I think we would all agree is still the most important position on the offensive line. The one thing that I would say is, you know, look, he's not Trent Williams. So anybody that thinks, and nobody should be thinking that, but he does have some, I guess, raw qualities that I would say, the athleticism, the gazelle-like movements. I mean, I was watching him against, who was it? One of the good pass rushers. I mean, he locked up Abdul Carter in one of the playoff games, but that was on the right side because they play sometimes an unbalanced line. But there was somebody on the left side, and I can't remember who it was. And he just, the way he gets out of his stance, guys, like, you all know, when you just see it, right? When a guy lumbers out of his stance, dude, he's like, shoom,
just fires
right out of
his
stance.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're still going to get beat with that fluid movement, but I'd rather have that fluid movement than have somebody that gets out of his stance like a 72-year-old grandpa.
Hey, Rooster, one thing we agreed on about the draft and Adam Peters and his staff specifically is that they're super unpredictable. And whatever they're thinking of doing, they don't let you in on it. They are not tipping their hand. They just drill down on who they like, and they get their board, and they don't care if every mock draft has them with a pass rusher or a running back to spruce up the backfield. Like, they're going to find their guy, and they're going to stick to their board.
No, you're right, Kixie. I mean, like AP said last night, and whether he's being truthful or not, and I believe he's being truthful. I mean, he doesn't give away a lot of information, but I believe he's being truthful. He said he was our highest player left on the board. And if it was a defensive player, they would have taken a defensive player. And certainly that frustrated, I'm sure, the defensive coaches because they wanted that edge pass rusher and that juice. But the offensive coaches, including Cliff Kingsbury, he said that, you know, there was a little note. I don't know if you guys have seen that video or whatever. I mean, everybody seemed to really like this guy. They thought he was going to go in the teens, maybe late teens. So I don't know exactly where they had him on the board, but probably in that 15 to 20 range or something like that. And that's how good organizations are supposed to do. Now, is it a pure, pure need because of the Laremy Tunsil deal and because you have Brandon Coleman? No, it's not a pure, pure need. But I was just thinking this last night and talking to, you know, Standing and Keim and all those guys in Ashburn. Washburn. You know, right now, if you had to project day one of training camp, you know, Tunsil's the left tackle. We know that. I would say right now, Connerly probably would split reps to start training camp with Coleman, but maybe they move Coleman in just to guard, despite they've only said he's going to play on the right side. They haven't been specific about tackle or guard. And remember, Sam Cosmi, who, by the way, is going to be at the Best Buddies Walk tomorrow morning, guys.
Ah, good plug.
You can meet him if you make a donation, if you come out, if you register and all that stuff. He's going to be hanging out with me. How about that? Sam Cosmi and me on a Saturday morning. I feel bad for him, but, you know, it's cool for me. But Cosmi probably won't be ready to start week one just because of the nature of that injury and when it happened. So I think Coleman might be your starting right guard to start the year. And if Connerly is, you know, doesn't have his head swimming, then he's your starting right tackle. And if worse comes to worse, Andrew Wiley's there in case he's not ready. And maybe that's how you go. And now all of a sudden, you're looking pretty good.
Rooster, is there a guy that you have in your Rooster crosshairs for that number 61 pick? I think he's going to move back off of 61. Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to get some of those draft picks that you've dealt away to bring in all the veteran players that you're putting on the roster. But if you stay at 61, if it's Rooster Peters, who's your guy? Who's Rooster. Your pick?
Rooster Peters. Rooster another Peters. Guy I would feel bad for in that case. Again, I have no idea if he's going to be there, but if Landon Jackson from Arkansas is there.
Ooh, that was a guy I mentioned. I mentioned him earlier, Rooster. Look at that.
I did not hear that, but that's my guy.
We're sharing a bird brain, Rooster.
Why do you like him so much? Just the athletic numbers?
Yeah, long arms, long body. You know, just a football, you're a football player, you know, which everybody says, but I think he's a football player. I mean, but he's a guy that can engulf you. And I don't think he's a one dimensional type guy. 6'7", 280 guys. You want to talk about somebody that can set the edge, somebody that's going to play hard, somebody that now I don't do I think he's going to be a 10, 12, 13 sack? No. I don't think that, but probably a 7-8 sack a year type guy, and a guy who can be physical on the edge and set the edge, for lack of a better term, again, and just engulf you at 6'7", 280, and has athleticism to not be slow and lumbering when teams try and stretch out wide like the Eagles did on that first play in the NFC Championship game. I don't know if he'll be there. Probably not.
What position?
I agree, Cakes, with you. If you didn't trade back in the first round, I've been saying this kind of all along the process, you got to trade back in the second round in all likelihood. But, I mean, he proved that if he's got a player that's way higher than that pick, he's going to pick him. And you would think, again, it would be defense. But these teams, like, look at what Tampa Bay is doing. They took Ibuka, right? They don't need a wide receiver right now. They got three. They just re-signed
Godwin.
And
they drafted McMillan last year.
Yep. They got Mike Evans. They didn't need one, but teams are not only drafting best player available on their board, but also, guys, and Casey, this is going to make you happy, and I, Jason and EB, I know you're a true Commanders fan. So, you know, like teams are approaching, I think, the NFL differently now. It's no longer, hey, let's have balance. Hey, let's, you know, keep teams to 14, 17 points. It's, hey, man, can we outscore them 31-24?
Yes. Let's go, Rooster.
You know,
let's go.
Well, if that's the case, then why don't they look at a receiver in the second round?
That was my long-winded way of saying, don't automatically expect that it's going to be defense, even though we all agree they need a defensive pass rusher and an edge guy. It's still a pretty deep class. And I was never convinced that they were absolutely stone cold going to take an edge rusher. I thought it would be that or a trade down. But again, the more I think about this, now they've fortified their offensive line, which not only protects Jaden, but it helps that running game, which sucked down the stretch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I wonder if they, you know, some people like Bickle believes that Marshawn Lattimore is probably going to be a bust. No, he didn't show anything last year.
I'm not sold at all.
You're not sold, and that could be a big swing and a miss from AP. Who knows? I'm not ready to give up on Lattimore. I agree with you.
It could be a swing and a miss, but I'm not ready to give up on him just yet.
But if AP feels like, you know what, we thought we were going to get a healthier guy who could run better, maybe they look at corner.
They absolutely still could. One wide receiver, just back to that for a second, I don't think he'll be there at 61, but if he's there, Jaden Higgins, Iowa State. If you watch the cut-ups that I did, I watched 4 or 5 games on him. It was one of, I don't know why, it just popped up on my screen. I was like, let me check out this cat. I know nothing about him. Dude's a beast. He catches everything. And inside, outside. If he's there at 61, I would not mind that at all. I don't know if he'll be there at 61. There was a lot of buzz that he was going late part of the first round yesterday, along with the East Carolina cornerback. Neither did. Who knows? But you never know this draft. I mean, look at what stupid Atlanta did. I mean, I know they needed pass rush, but they traded like 14 first-round picks, moved up 20 slots. I mean, who thought that for James Pierce, for God's sakes?
Well, they
needed, really talented, but
they didn't have much draft capital, so they had to give up the first-round pick to get him. So we'll see. All right, man.
All right, Rooster.
Thanks for joining us,
man. Appreciate you.
Try to get a little sleep.
There is no sleep till Brooklyn.
Very, very good. That's Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. When we come back, have the boys behind the glass found the song of the summer? They may have. We're going to find out next here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.